Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
We have a trophy here that we're going to present. It's the World Championship Trophy, and it goes to the world champion, Portland Trailblazers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You're going to go back to throw the ball. Sets up, looks, throws toward the corner of the end zone. It is intercepted! The next out of the ball! Down to the 35, the 40. Kenny Wheaton's going to score! Kenny Wheaton's going to score!
And Brendan Sprague.
Schmidt hands to Simonton. Simonton around the corner. Is he going to score? The Bears win. The crowd is on the field. Look out, everybody. The Beavers have won.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Lillard, long range three. And it's good. At the buzzer. Damian Lillard. Are you kidding me?
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour of the radio program. Look at us. I'm excited for my FUP date today.
We're basically on time. I mean, that was pretty well done.
I mean, we had a terribly long run update.
It was a four-minute update.
If it's cut.
Without a four-minute update, exactly. We're hitting right on the head.
See, boss man? Oh, wait.
Yeah. We're bossless.
We are currently.
Let's explore the space a little bit. See where we want to go.
Dangerous.
It does.
By spicy. The way, somebody says that child support can't be taxed.
The people are saying child support can't be taxed. So,
all right.
You take that lump sum.
I think I take the lump sum.
It does. Somebody said, where did this one go?
Yeah. My only experience with child support, I would tell you as a kid who grew up with a single mother, my experience with child support is that the man doesn't pay it.
Yes.
So I'm sorry I didn't know about
taxable. Also that option, too.
Taxable.
That's also an option.
It was a concept,
well.
Not a reality.
But don't worry. When you're 9 years behind,
certainty.
They just put you in the slammer for about a week, and then they let you out, and then you pretend you're going to pay, and then you don't pay.
Yeah, one of our listeners saying it doesn't work like that because of inflation and cost of living. The amount will increase over the years. So maybe she'd be dumb to take the lump sum. I don't know.
We should research if she took the deal.
Yeah, I remember seeing that headline and that being a thing people talked about. Also, a counter argument from a listener that I think is pretty solid, and that is New York winning a title would definitely be bigger than Anthony Edwards.
Jalen Brunson.
I don't know if it's a star thing. It's a city and franchise thing.
I can't argue.
Adam Silver would cream his pants if the Knicks won the title. That would be huge for the league. When was the last time they won a title?
74.
73? 73, sure. Swag was alive. I'm going to take his word for it.
Hold on. He was alive.
All right.
Barely.
And I say 74, he says 73. Let's see if he oracled that.
Did I oracle that?
That would be really funny.
I know they won one in 70.
They won one in 70, and what did you say?
I thought the second one was 73.
I said 4.
1973.
Damn it.
70 and 73. Damn. The last time the Knicks won
their
title.
Look at us, huh? We both kind of knew.
Look at that.
Kind of knew.
Look at that.
You were alive. You're
Simpatico.
A cheater.
I
was
two. Right there.
You're a cheater.
Like, Anthony Edwards is the next maybe big star of the league.
But what's bigger for... Okay,
I think the New York... The Knicks beat...
No. I'm conceding it, but yes. There is a world in that league where the star player impacts fandom more than a single city and team. Like, I'm not saying the ratings wouldn't be big.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, you know who's not pulling up TikToks? Kids with the Knicks. They'll be like,
You're not wrong. You're not wrong there.
So it's a
the star power of Anthony Edwards is greater. Yeah. But I think for the NBA, the biggest winner out of this would be the Knicks.
We will do the poll question, put it up at Dirt and Sprague. Would Adam Silver indeed cream his pants? I need to, I need to stop telling people I'm in radio.
He dropped, I mean, it was like whipped cream. He was doing a bagel and then he dropped it.
It's excitement.
Sometimes it happens. You're like, oh my God, the Knicks! And then you just drop some cream cheese on your
pants. Cream cheese happens all the time.
It's happened to the best of us. We've all been there before.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. The ticker was in the first hour, so if you missed that interview, it was with Andy Baskin of 92.3 The Fan. He was quite delightful to talk to.
He was.
So hopefully any Cleveland-related things. I like getting radio or podcast people on the most.
No, he said anytime.
Sometimes you get writers, and writers be like, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
They go kind of Belichick on us at time to time, you know what I mean?
I'm on to Cincinnati.
By the way, follow up on the Belichick story.
It gets worse. That was delayed 30 minutes because she kept storming out of the room.
She stormed out like a child. And then he didn't
over
follow
what?
Her.
Over what?
Over what? Who are you?
You're 24.
You're not married. You're not a wife. You're a girlfriend.
She's crazy. I just did. I'm just going to say it.
Yep.
I
Looney Tunes. It's going to end terrible. This is going to end horribly.
Somebody in the North Carolina legal department's going to come in and go.
North Carolina reportedly is super worried right now about her and how involved she is.
I would be too.
There's
trying to run a football program and the coach is saying, no, you need to CC. Remember the Texas coach who hooked up with the stripper who
Chris
had the
Beard?
Monkey? No, remember the Google it. You'll remember this. There was I think it was a special teams coach
in
Texas.
He hooked up with a stripper monkey?
Who had not a stripper monkey. He did not hook up with a monkey.
I was very confused.
He hooked up with a stripper who had a monkey.
What?
And
why
then the monkey,
the stripper have a monkey?
You don't remember this story?
No.
And it became like, I can't remember why the monkey and the stripper got in trouble, but they did. And he
why
was like,
the monkey kidding?
He was like inviting her to team function events. And everybody's like, that's a stripper. She's got a monkey.
Are you making
stuff? No, you don't remember this?
You're making this.
I'm not making this up. So you will remember this story. We talked about this on the air. I think he didn't even get fired. I think he held on to his job.
Would 100 men beat a stripper and a monkey, or would they end up winning? So did the monkey get put in handcuffs? Are we talking about a little monkey?
Okay, here
it's
it is.
It's got to be a little spider monkey.
2021.
Right?
Monkey belonging. Hold on. I got a stupid pop up. Let me read
this. This was only 4 years ago.
This
was
4 years ago. Did we talk about this? Monkey belonging to Texas special teams coach. This is the headline. I'm reading a Fox News article right now. Fair and balanced. Monkey belonging to Texas special teams coach. Stripper girlfriend bites children on Halloween. You don't remember the story? So he was dating a stripper who had a pet monkey. And yeah, evidently on Halloween, kids were, you know, trick or treating.
And the woman bit kids?
No, the monkey got loose and started biting kids in the neighborhood.
It's a college coach?
He was the special teams coach
at Texas.
Texas under Sark. Well, this is like during Sark's time. Jeff Banks is his name. Let's see where he's coaching now. I can't believe you don't remember this story.
Did he get the monkey in the breakup?
I think they got married. I think they genuinely got
married.
He married
the woman?
I'm pretty sure that they got married.
Wow.
He is now, let me see where he's at.
There's a monkey in Righteous Gemstones, and it just...
He's still at Texas.
He's still there.
He's an assistant coach, tight ends coach, and special teams coordinator at Texas. He has been there since 2021.
It'd be really badass if he was coaching special teams with a monkey on his shoulder.
Pretty solid, right?
Just blowing his whistle.
That'd be pretty cool. You got a monkey hanging out at practice.
How did we even get on this topic?
I don't know. I digress. We don't have a boss. I think that's maybe how we got there. I don't know.
Ann Edwards, huh?
Be good for the league.
It would be good for the league.
Let's go to Buffalo.
Yeah, we're going to go to Buffalo in just a second.
We're on to Buffalo.
I want it quickly. Oh, Belichick.
Yes.
She's his monkey.
Yeah.
But he makes love to her.
It's like a Colin Cowherd analogy to open up the show. You ever had a monkey? Sometimes they get you in trouble.
Okay, Ross.
What happened here?
I don't know.
How did we end up here?
I don't know. I don't know how you got on that story. None of what we talked about had anything to do with monkeys. And just how was that in the recesses of your mind?
That's when
and
it
you
sticks.
Just pushed it forward.
When there's a stripper and a monkey biting kids, that's going to stick.
All right.
That's going to stick. That's not going anywhere. A lot of stuff is loosey-goosey back here, yeah, in one ear and out the
that's
other.
That's laminated
that's
in your brain.
That's laminated in my brain. A college football coach.
That's a weird
college football coach.
That's,
weird
that's laminated in
that's
brain.
Written in Sharpie on the, like memory, a, the memory part of the brain. I don't know what I was trying to say there.
Dude, I'm trying to do a radio
do your
show.
Read. Do your read. You're going to do the golf read. Do the golf read. Let's move on. Unless you want to talk more about monkeys.
I think you wish you could make love and see a monkey doing backflips on the top
cool.
of, like, curtains.
I mean, kind of cool, you know?
It'd be kind of cool. You know what else is kind of cool? Tuesday, June 24th.
No monkeys will
no
be there.
No monkeys
no
on the
No monkeys
course.
Will be at the
monkey business will be happening, though.
That's true.
Although, that'd be pretty badass if we had some monkeys just kind of on the loose at Langdon.
Why? Why would that be badass?
Seeing a monkey in person, you don't get excited when you see the monkeys at the zoo?
I get depressed,
do
and
really?
I don't trust monkeys.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'd be out in the wild.
They're terrifying.
They're just kind of roaming the course.
Well, there will be no monkeys there, but on Tuesday, June 24th, we'll be live out at Langdon Farms Golf Club for our 11th annual Fan Golf Classic, brought to you, of course, by your local Toyota dealers, and also brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors, and by Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Afternoon and morning rounds are available. Matt's Barbecue is going to be catering your round as well.
Delicious food.
Go to 1080thefan.com, and you can log on and sign up for whichever foursome you would like. Early morning, 7 a.m., afternoon, 1 p.m. Two rounds are available. We'll be hanging out at Langdon Farms Tuesday, June 24th.
You want a couple more details? So they got married last summer. So they are married, happily ever after. And you know what her stripper name was? I'm assuming she's not a stripper anymore, but I don't know the answer to that.
Did she get through medical school?
She did. She's now a doctor.
Thought it was law school.
Maybe a vet with the monkey. Maybe she's into animals.
Depends what location you go to, I guess.
Her stripper name was Pole Assassin.
Okay, actually, I kind of remember that story now.
Now you do.
I think I remember hearing that name.
Everybody's like, wait, what? Coach of Texas?
Do you call her Pole, or do you say the whole name?
You go Miss Assassin.
Really?
You go official. Mm. Keep it classy.
All right. Well,
I think we...
I don't even think there's a point in diving into the Bills. At this,
we how about get, we'll Billy Bean, man?
We need 20. We need
a timeout.
We need
a timeout.
I don't know what this was.
Timeout! Everybody's on their feet. Crowd's going against us right now. We need
crowd's going against us?
Yeah, we're on the road. We're on the road in a hostile
this
environment.
This wasn't an alley-oop no. dunk and the crowd's go,
no, this was more like one of the few 4-minute, 5-minute reviews in the Warriors Rockets game last night.
God, everything. Basketball games take so
I don't even care
long.
If it's a technical. I don't even care if Draymond gets tossed. No. Just call it a.
We need to create some flow here.
I want another one too, where we like you shouldn't be able to call a timeout in the last minute of the game. I can't stand the like free throw one possession timeout.
Yeah, right. It's not as egregious as college.
Let's
the
go to break here.
Was...
Oh, the tournament's the absolute worst because you can call timeout when you don't even have possession of the basketball.
It's such a stupid rule.
Like, how do you call it? You
how
don't have the ball.
Allowed? Just your being, sport's dumb.
Being on defense before the snap. Timeout. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. Well, what a segment.
Pole Assassin got us there.
I don't think we're going to send that one to the Marconi Awards.
No,
I don't think that's the one that's
going
to move us up to 18th.
Yeah. Teach their own.
Mid-market.
I think it pushed it to 16th.
All right.
Moving on up.
Let's get to the Buffalo Bill GM getting pissed off at radio hosts. We'll get to that coming up next. We got a tight end, an aging tight end, getting a massive contract. As a fan of that team, I'm like, 4 years? He's going to be 32 in October.
That was a salary cap maneuver.
Yeah, I'm sure there's numbers at play here, but still, saw it, like, happy, I like the guy, all that. We'll get to some other dealings as well. Dirt and Sprague back with angry general manager talk next on The Fan. The Mail Sack, it's a Mail Sack Tuesday, so get the Mail Sack questions in at the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. We treat you right before, during, and after the text. Visit us at 1080thefan.com.
I'm afraid for what might be coming in the Mail Sack today.
It was a good one about... For me, that's pretty solid. That I'll ask you two to see how you feel about it as well.
A little bit is for you.
It was directed at can I do something? And I think it was asking me if I could do it, but then we'll get your thoughts if you think I could do it as well.
Okay. The ticker was at 6:30 again for those that are just tuning in. So we don't have a ticker coming up at the bottom of the hour. We went to Cleveland for our ticker at 6:30. Catch any interview or any part of the show or shows, whoever you like, whoever you love, 1080thefan.com. Let's move on from what just happened, and we're just going to pretend it didn't.
No, just, yeah.
We're talking the NFL.
You got to flush it. Sometimes you got to flush them.
So yesterday, our fine friend Sal Capaccio, who we have on from time to time in Buffalo, works for the radio station WGR 550, the legendary radio station over there in Buffalo, New York. And the Buffalo Bills, they went all defense in their draft. A lot of people saw it, said, okay, where are you going to go? They went defense, defense, defense. Defense was a big part of their draft. Their general manager is Brandon Bean. No relation to Billy, I don't believe. And he was hopping on the morning program on WGR. And he was on hold listening to their segment before he came on. And what he heard, he didn't like. Now, this is a two-minute clip. But here was the back and forth between the general manager of the Buffalo Bills and the morning program on WGR 550 in Buffalo.
I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very... How so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored... Hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Okay. I mean, if you, I wish you'd listened to the 2 hours and 25 minutes before that, because there's plenty of things we do like about your draft. And
they always catch the worst part.
I find it curious the energy you're coming at us with, but I mean that's your choice.
I get it. I'm just like, let's be realistic. Our job is not to have it's not fantasy football, like to trot out the best receivers. You got Josh Allen. First thing you got to do is protect him. You can't have everything. You can't have Pro Bowl wide receivers and have a Pro Bowl offensive line and an all-pro quarterback and 3 great running backs. Like, you gotta pick. Sure, I'd love to play fantasy football, but there's one football, Jeremy. There's one ball. You can't give it to but so many people. So that's where I'm like, I don't understand this narrative. I felt it a little bit from a couple of the reporters in the thing. Like, our job is to score points. It doesn't matter what receivers, what quarterback, what. If you score points at the level we scored, that is winning football.
So that was Brandon Bean on WGR 550. I went and listened to the whole interview. It's about 23 minutes.
Does he get more cordial after that?
So that was at the very beginning, actually.
That's the start of the interview.
Just brought him on. He said, welcome in. And then he basically started with exactly how that clip started. And I would say after that, 100%. This clearly, and that circulated, and people were like, yeah, dunk on him. And I'm like, did you listen to the whole interview? Because they actually sound like they got a good working relationship. I think he kind of hinted it there. He got a vibe from the media yesterday at the press conference that questioning his ability to not take a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They talked out like, hey, if there was a good receiver on our board was available, we would have taken him. The radio was like, that's kind of all our point was just, you know, we like this pick, we like that pick. We thought that was a priority, especially with value when you have to pay these receivers. And so, yeah, I would say after that, it absolutely calmed down and they had a pretty good discussion. He was just, I think he hopped on. He probably heard the criticism or heard the asking out loud.
You heard a little snippet. Yeah, why didn't you do this?
That famously happened to us with the Blazers this season. There was one segment that got somebody on the show in trouble. And then I said, did they listen to any of the other good segments or do they just only chime in when it's negative?
Yeah.
And so that's what's going to happen from time to time with talk radio and local teams. But general manager, letting it be known, like, well, hey, man, I know what I'm doing.
If you're Brandon Bean, like, I get it, dude. I get it. He took over in 2017. They did question him, and I did as well, not even as a Bills fan, when they took Josh Allen, a guy who couldn't barely complete 50% of his passes in college at Wyoming. Like, that's really the pick that you're going to make? Turned out he was right, and it's changed the trajectory of the franchise completely. And a year ago, we were all sitting here saying, what? What are the Bills going to do at wide receiver?
Diggs is gone.
Diggs is gone. That's your number one. Like, I mean, you're going to be okay because Josh Allen is still your quarterback, so maybe you'll survive and be all right. But can you win at a high level without a number one wide receiver? Now, if you're telling them the only goal is to win a Super Bowl, then sure, they fell short of that. They won 13 games. They had the best offense in the NFL, arguably, for chunks of the year. And they had the MVP of the league. And so it all happened without a true, quote-unquote, number one wide receiver. So from his vantage point, I get it. We want to get better defensively. We were an inch away or a missed call away from potentially winning the AFC Championship game. We had a quarterback who won an MVP with that group of receivers last year. They think Shakir is going to get better, I'm sure. They think Keon Coleman will take a step, hopefully, from year one to year two.
They signed Josh Palmer
Josh Palmer. Like, yep. All right, we got a quarterback who can run around and make plays. Let's keep our running backs intact. Let's bolster our defense, bolster our offensive line. We won 13 games and had the MVP of the league, and we were an inch away from winning the AFC title game in Kansas City.
And they didn't have an amazing defense.
They didn't have an amazing defense, yeah. So why am I, like, there are times when general managers are overly sensitive and need to be able to look in the mirror and take some criticism. This is one, and I'm glad that they kind of, you know, eased into this a little bit after this initial back and forth. But if I'm Brandon Bean, I'm doing the same exact thing of like, man, what is the only thing that's going to make you satisfied if I win a Super Bowl? It's like the only way I'm doing my job at a good, like, so anything short of a Super Bowl is a failure. And if I'm not doing a good enough job, if we don't win a Super Bowl, like, there are layers to this. Buffalo is going to be in contention for many years to come. They did take some, I mean, it wasn't all defense in their draft.
I know, but you know, it was mainly.
They didn't take
defense.
A wide receiver. I didn't love a lot of the wide receivers in this year's draft. Yeah. Like the Packers taking the kid out of Texas in the first round, I thought was a massive overreach for them.
Golden?
I just, all right, have fun with that. Kid had a hard time catching the ball in college. They took a tight end in the fifth round. They took a tackle in the sixth round, and they took a wide receiver in the seventh round. Maybe none of those guys ended up playing. Their defense wasn't very good last year.
No.
They needed to improve it, and that was the emphasis of their draft.
It's also their coach's specialty is defense.
It is.
So how much did he talk to the coach? McDermott's like, yo, if we can get this kid, I think our defense can take a positive step in the right direction. We have Allen.
Allen can carry your offense by himself, man. He's proven he can do it year in and year out.
They signed Palmer. I know he's not a number one, borderline not even a number two. He's just a really good third option to have out there.
Yeah.
I still have questions. How far can Keon Coleman grow from last year to this year?
It's a fair, valid question.
But it was interesting, nonetheless, to hear a general manager just hop on and be like, oh, of course, you guys got to have something to bitch about. Yeah, we all do. The only thing I would have wished, if I was that radio host, because you know that clip was going to circulate, the station was going to pub it, and people are going to hear it or see it and go, yeah, don't go to man, which is always weird. It's like, so you're a bootlicker. There's no pushback ever to what the general manager does.
Can't be.
I find those fans fascinating. But even if you're like, yeah, I don't like that guy, dunk on him. My response as the host, I probably, especially if I had a good relationship, I'd be like, that's fair. We do bitch and moan about things from time to time. What's something you would have bitched about the draft process this year? Brandon, were the sandwiches up to par?
Flipping on them.
Was the room temperature good? Like, what's something
was there
that,
a lag in the phone connections?
Yeah. What's something you would have bitched about? Whether it was like we had a guy on the board and we thought he was going to be there and he fell, or a trade fell through, or the sandwiches weren't good. Yeah. You didn't get enough pee breaks. What's the thing you would have bitched about?
The pee breaks got to be tough because you never know when the phone's going to ring.
Well, yeah. I mean,
at any
I think
time,
you're locked in. I think you're
Scott
Hansen.
You could put a bucket in the side of the room, just kind of go in a bucket. Do you leave the room? You can't hold. That's a long process. You can't hold it all
night.
I
do think you could take a pee break.
You gotta have your phone with you just in case.
I also think they walk in and in their mind, 7 hours of commercial-free drafting starts now.
I'm not moving. Do you see what Goodell's idea was? He said he wants to shorten the first round of the draft, which, amen, brother. Mm-hmm. It goes on way too long.
Yeah.
He wants to give teams, he's contemplating giving teams essentially a timeout in the draft. So you shorten, how much do they get now per pick in the first round?
10 minutes.
So I think it used to be 15.
Dude,
dear God. So yeah, I think he's contemplating shortening it to 7 per pick. And then throughout the course of the draft, you get one timeout for an additional 2 to 3 minutes.
So, but like, if you have one,
if you use it, then you're out. So you, for the rest of the draft, you would have a chance,
draft?
Yeah, to like, we're not quite sure, or we're working out a trade. We want a little bit more time. We're going to call a timeout on our pick. Give us 3 more minutes to work out the details.
Shouldn't be allowed to use that in the first round.
Oh, no first round timeouts.
If 7 minutes. A timeout in the seventh round,
you should have
the problem is, I don't think the problem is, guys, the team's not being able to make their pick in time. It's the whole production of it, because they want to go to the desk, and then they want to do an interview, and they want to...
I hate the
TV production is what's slowing it down. So unless they're going to drastically change how they do that, I don't know how that speeds up the broadcast.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I do think it could go a little quicker. And again, it is a pet peeve of mine, much like college basketball teams calling timeout after they make a shot. I cannot tell you how much I found myself this year hating the pick is in. TV timeout.
TV timeout.
Like, just, yeah.
We'll get to the pick right after
well,
this.
What they do need the to pick do... and then go to a TV timeout and put a little side clock.
Yeah.
Show me where it's at on the next team's pick.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait. Give me the pick.
If you want to shorten the time period, great. Everybody will be in line with that. And then if you want to strategically place media timeouts like you do in a game, like every 8 picks will take...
You're under 16, you're under 12,
yeah,
you're under 8,
every 8
out.
Picks will take a 3-4 minute TV timeout. You can go to your, go to the bathroom, go to the fridge, whatever you need to, and then we're right back at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if what we're going to get to coming up next, because we don't always talk about that off the air. We haven't discussed at all, like, is Jalen Milroe going to play for the Seahawks at quarterback this year?
I'd imagine there's a package for him.
I got to be... totally 100% with you here. If I'm a Seahawks fan, I'm hoping it happens.
You're hoping that he plays?
Yeah. You know my stance on Sam Darnold.
You're out on Sammy D?
I think Sam Darnold is what Sam Darnold is. I think it's a lesser version of Geno. I don't think it changes my ceiling in any way whatsoever. I would rather
certainly
just see
he
what
could
he
have
is.
Some short yardage packages where
he's definitely
going to
run.
He's
going to
play. He's going to be a wildcat kind of guy with the threat to throw. Yeah,
but also one throw down the field to Smith and Jigba, and I would just be like, yes.
Did you watch him throw in college?
Well,
he had moments
in his
though.
Catch radius. That's pretty much. There.
Dude, I watched Tyler Shuck play, and he got taken before Shedeur Sanders, I don't know what is going to be good in the NFL.
I don't think Tyler Shuck's going to be good in the NFL either. Well, hot take for you. I don't think any of these quarterbacks are going to be good in the NFL.
Boy, his dog got a
I think this class is going to be an ofer, if you want
really?
A hot take.
An
I do.
Ofer?
I think this class is going to be
That's
an
right,
ofer.
You're anti-Cam Ward.
I am anti-Cam
Boy,
Ward.
It's going to age so poorly. I can't wait to throw that in your face.
This is going
to
be an ofer class. It's going to be the one you look back on, you're like, remember that draft class? Oh, yeah, they're all backups now.
We'll get to the mail sack at 8:15. So get the mail sack questions into the fan text line. We have a lot more to get into, and we'll do it next.
Hit one Harley with a good point. Each team should be given, should have a fan representative that could throw a challenge flag after a pick as soon as it's announced. No, I don't want that guy.
You sure about that?
You sure about that pick? That's who you want. I don't know about that, Brandon Bean.
Who would have been your challenge flag?
Oh, for the respective teams, who would you have challenged? Because you got to go your fandom,
was
right?
Was there one in a first round that stuck out? You were like, huh?
Let me look back.
A crapshoot? We don't know enough.
It's such a crapshoot. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to do. I mean, I'm not going to go Travis Hunter, but I kind of want to go Travis Hunter, but I won't go there.
Sure.
I'll use the one that I use in the last. Matthew Golden being a first round pick was pretty funny to me. Mm. I thought this was a bad wide receiver class this year. Mm. People were questioning if McMillan should be a top 10 pick. Hunter might be the best wide receiver in the class. He doesn't really, he wants to play wide receiver, but he might not play wide receiver. The Packers have never picked a wide receiver in the of all the years to do it.
Rodgers is gone now.
Rodgers is gone. Now you can draft a first-round guy. You didn't do this for the last 7 years with Aaron Rodgers, all the great wide receivers. And I know they landed Devontae Adams. That'd probably be my biggest challenge flag. And I'm not even a Packer fan, but that's what I...
Do you think Dart would have got taken if the Giants didn't trade back in?
No, I don't. I don't. I think the Giants were interested in him, and their
general
managers.
You know, Saints would have done it.
They might have. When did the Saints end up taking a quarterback? What round was that? That was second
the
round
pick that we thought Shedeur was going to.
That Shedeur was going to go.
Yeah,
that's all a blur at this point. Yeah, Shuck was the 8th pick of the second round, so maybe he would have gone there. So he could have gone before Shuck at that point, but I don't think he would have been a first round pick. No. Mm-hmm. And then Wesley asking other 0-for-years of quarterbacks, asking if 2015 was an 0-for-year, and you are correct. There were 7 quarterbacks drafted in 2015.
7, and they went 0-for.
I mean, I'm like looking at this as, are you a starting quarterback in the NFL?
No,
not
I know
are
what
you
you're,
still playing
yeah,
in the NFL.
Is,
that's
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
The 7 quarterbacks drafted in 2015, Jameis Winston first overall.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota, second overall.
That draft, okay, yep.
Who would have been next? Sean Mannion, third round. Garrett Grayson of the Saints. Bryce Petty of the Jets.
Are those three even in the league anymore?
Brett Hundley of the Packers.
He's out. I got a picture of Brett Hundley signed.
I think Trevor Siemian's still in the league.
Ooh, I don't confidently say yes to that. I saw his name a couple of years ago, I feel like.
He hung around as a backup, but yeah. So 2015 was it. I mean, you have 0 for years from time to time.
Remember Peter King telling us in an article on his MMQB that Trevor Siemian was going to be the new Bronco franchise guy?
I had a little run at the end of the year.
Game.
Here comes Siemian. Let me ask you this. I'll get you some broadcast news here in a moment that I know you're going to roll your eyes at, but I think some in your fan base are excited about. We'll see how they feel. We'll get to that coming up in a second. Now that we're still on this NFL draft train a little bit, do you care to guess the five teams in the NFL after the NFL draft? This is according to BetMGM, so not I'm sure other sites have different things, but most of these numbers are somewhat similar. There are five teams with a double-digit over-under win total. Can you guess all five of them?
Okay, five teams.
Double-digit over-under.
Chiefs, Eagles.
11.5. Eagles, 11.5.
Commanders.
Commanders do not.
Bills.
Are the Commanders at 9.5?
The Commanders are at 9.5. Buffalo is also 11.5. There are four teams with an 11.5 over under.
So
you hit three of them.
Three?
You hit three of the four.
Lions?
Lions are 10.5. They're a double digit, but they're not 11.5.
Okay. Packers?
Packers, no, they are 9.5. Ravens are 11.5. Yeah. There's one more team with a double digit over under win total.
I thought we got all five.
We got four. Excuse me, there's six. My apologies. There's six. My apologies. Good at math.
49ers?
The 49ers,
yeah,
with a 10.5,
yeah,
which I think everybody would bet the under on that, and they're in the news today.
Why would everybody bet the under on that? Because they were bad last year?
I think because they were bad last year, yeah. I mean, that would be my guess. Many people are predicting that this won't be a great year.
Hey, this is the fall, yeah.
This is the beginning of the fall. Your running back's getting old, and he was the bell cow of your offense. You're going to pay Brock Purdy $50 million a year.
Yeah.
And how's that going to work out for you long term? They were in the news today because they signed their tight end to a massive extension.
4 years for a 31 going on 32-year-old tight end.
That's a big-time deal.
And I know that's not the NBA, so 4 years, it could really just be two. I haven't looked at the details of the deal because the NFL contract structures are stupid.
It is very weird.
But they did pay their dude. He is a franchise player. He is one of the more popular players at the position in the league. And dare I say, most popular player on the team.
Yeah, hard
it's
to disagree
either,
with
it's
that.
Either him or Warner.
It's hard to disagree with that.
So I kind of get it. I don't know how. Swag's been talking about the financials and how this makes sense for their cap. I believe him. I woke up to this news. I haven't read details on it yet. But I did see the 4 years and I was like, like, he ain't going to play until he's 36.
And I think that's the, I mean, the fear there is that it's almost unfair to him. They as a team didn't have a great year last year.
He's such a physical player that I just don't, I don't know if he's got another 2 years in him.
He's
a good player, though. I mean,
so I was curious to pull this up because there were times last year in watching him where I felt like maybe he was not the same. Then I look at his numbers, they were better than they were the year before.
He had a really good year last year.
Yeah, he had 1,100 yards, eight touchdowns, more than the season prior. He played in 15 of their games.
He was a beast last year.
Missed very little time. So all the injuries that they dealt with offensively and, hell, on both sides of the ball for
them last
year.
He was the only one that stayed.
He was one of the few guys who stayed reliable and relevant. But I think your overall fear is valid of you're giving that deal to a tight end who's 30, got to be 32 when the deal kicks in, essentially. And I know you're trying to make the numbers work. I believe the cap hit eventually will rise. They gave him $40 million in guaranteed money. So there's different ways that you can maneuver this kind of stuff. But on the eve of what it seems like paying Brock Purdy, this was kind of one of the big dominoes that they needed to have fall in the offseason, and now they have. I was surprised to see their over-under still after the draft at 10.5. And maybe that's mistaken of me, and I shouldn't be surprised by that because of how good they've been consistently over the last, whatever it is, 5 to 6 years. But based on the year that they had, you're looking for a big turnaround. What did they win? Six games?
Six
games. So you're asking to go to 6-11 to hit the over?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying they're incapable of doing it. I do think they will be better next year than they were this last year. But 11 wins is a pretty tall ask. Your over-under is at 9.5, by the way, so just on the brink of winning double digits. You hit a couple of them. Washington is one. Tampa Bay's at 9.5.
See, the Washington one surprises me.
Would you hammer the over? You like the over there?
I don't know. I'd lean them being 10-7 or better. Is there something about their situation that makes you guys draw back and say no, 9-8 or worse?
No.
Do you buy Dallas with Schottenheimer?
No,
I don't.
Okay,
but
do,
I also
do you buy
think
the Giants. This
but I
year?
Also think in terms of not buying Dallas, I don't think they're going to be a bottom five team in the league.
No, I don't.
So I think
either.
They'll
I think
be
they'll
feisty.
Be
yes, but
they're going to have the quarterback back. But I
Houston
just
would be the example I would use because everybody kind of pinned next this past year at Houston being that team of hey young quarterback, look how good they are. Look at oh here come the and they won their division. At 10-7,
Houston would have been better had they not suffered such massive
devastating
receiver
injuries. Without a doubt, they were
what
banged
was
up.
Houston 10-7?
10-7 last year.
And I know their division's dog crap.
Their division is terrible.
But if you add,
and that's not quite the case for the Commanders.
But if you had Diggs and Nico all year, and then Tank Dell suffered an injury at the back end,
yeah.
I mean that's maybe a 12-win team.
Yeah,
maybe
like, could it, be.
They weren't
their offensive
fun to watch,
line was
but,
a sieve as well, yeah, so that was a huge issue for them.
It was.
So your other 9.5. So I'm with you though on Washington. I would lean over there. Tampa Bay's at 9.5. I love that over and considering their division.
I'm so curious to see what Atlanta is this year.
Yeah,
and
huge question mark, look, man.
People,
Washington's got a fairly difficult road schedule
based on last year though like that I hate the
they
schedule
they got to go to the Chiefs peak they got to go to the Packers they got to go to yeah. the Chargers the Vikings
I mean they'll be the home team in LA so.
They will be the home team in LA
sorry
speaking of LA both LA teams have a 9.5 over under win total.
Rams are interesting. I thought Stafford was not good last year but their defense took a real step at the back end of the season with
and they
those
still won the division
players.
Despite that
they did the Seahawks kind of choked that thing away but what's the step the Seahawks are going to take? Who is the other nine? You said Tampa.
So they read, yeah, Tampa.
People very high on Carolina carrying over what they saw at the end. I'm not a believer in it.
I need to see a little
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't buy three
check in
games.
In October.
I check in November, yeah. December.
Let me see. I need to see a you know a handful
does
of weeks
does he stay
of the
healthy?
Season.
Is he actually legitimate? Like yeah. The Philly game, I'll give him credit, was good. They were a feisty fight in that game, but I don't piggyback on these things the way that everybody does. It doesn't mean it won't happen, but I'm not sold that Carolina suddenly figured this out.
The rest of your 9.5s are, I mentioned the two LA teams, so Rams, Chargers. Texans are there again. You guys guessed the Packers. They're at 9.5.
I would hammer the Texans.
And then you got the Broncos and the Bengals. Those are your 9.5 over.
What about the Texans division's gotten better?
Nothing.
You're buying the Colts? They don't know who they want. Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing at quarterback.
I don't think. I don't know how in on the Jags I am, and it's not even a coach thing.
And Tennessee's playing a rookie quarterback with an unproven head coach.
Yeah,
so
Tennessee.
I mean, that likely will be a rough year for them. Maybe not. Maybe, you know, crazier things have happened. But can you guess the lowest? I'm sure you can. The lowest over-under in the NFL this year? There's one team below the others.
I'm one of these, like, I kind of have to look at logos to help my brain
yeah,
move.
You definitely do. I mean, it's a team that was drafting near the top of the draft.
Yeah,
so there's not,
Saints?
Know, it is not the Saints.
Okay.
The Saints somehow have a 6.5 over-under win total with Carr's injury stuff going on. And
well, they just drafted Shuck, who's older than Rattler, who was on their team last year.
Shuck was in the
is
same recruiting class as Trevor Lawrence. It is not the Jets. The Jets are 5.5. Jets are at they're one win above this team.
Is it the Colts?
It is not the Colts. It
should be the Colts.
Where is Indy
the
on
Cardinals?
This? Indy's 7.5, dude. It's not the Cardinals.
It's not the Saints.
Arizona's
the
8.5. I would hammer the under
Vegas?
On Indy. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Is it the Titans?
It is not Vegas. It is not the Titans. They are 5.5 as well.
Swag, who are we
who
missing?
Who are we missing?
Hold on.
Where do we go for the daily ticker today?
Oh, really?
The Browns have the lowest over-under in the NFL next year, according to BetMGM. So
who
maybe
do you think is the who should be the lowest over-under to you guys? If I was to just make you throw one out right now. Knowing it may age very poorly, what's the team you'd say?
I think I would go Tennessee again. Rookie quarterback in that situation. I think the Jets, the Browns at least, there's something with them, their defensive line that I'm like, they could get to 5 wins.
We like the Saints.
We do not like the Saints.
Derek Carr's out here preaching at church about taking $40 million.
I will be betting the under on their 6.5. How about that? Panthers, by the way, you asked about the Panthers. They're over-under 6.5 as well. So some updated over-unders out of
God
the NFL
God has
draft.
Blessed me with a new shoulder.
He's got
Amen.
A new shoulder. And next year they're drafting your replacement after kind of drafting a replacement this year. Let's get to some broadcast news. Does it do anything for you? That's next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
How's the crunch time been going for you?
It's going fantastic.
You noticing a physical difference?
Absolutely. Lower back stronger than it's ever been. After I threw my back out lifting Teddy up one day, I thought, yeah, we gotta strengthen that.
I will tell you, I've been lifting pretty consistently, and it's underrated difficult. Gaining body weight.
Gaining, well.
I have a goal of gaining
you
weight.
You want to gain weight.
Well, I want to gain weight the right way.
You're the opposite here. There are ways that I can help. I can show you the light there.
I'm well aware what those ways
are. There are pathways. There are paths you could take here.
The protein water diet. Very difficult. You got to eat a lot of protein.
We'll get to the mail sack coming up, by the way, in the final hour. So get your questions in to the fan text line 503-864-6326. We'll see what you guys cooked up today. We'll answer them coming up here in a little bit. Wanted to get to this. You're going to roll your eyes at it, and I'm wondering if the entire fan base is in a similar mindset to you.
Okay, what am I going to roll my eyes at today?
Yesterday, it was announced. The networks that Oregon State will play their television. Wait, no. The networks that Oregon State will play their football games on television on. That came out terrible. You get my point.
The networks that picked up the Oregon State games.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. And their home games will be on a mixture of ESPN, CBS, should have been one on CBS, and the C-Dub. The
CBS or CBS Sportsnet.
The CBS, according to this graphic that I'm looking at.
That's good.
But I don't know if that's...
If it would have been Sportsnet, it'd be a little like...
A little bit different. So your home games, you open against Cal on August 30th. That is a 7:30 kick. That is an ESPN game right out of the gate.
Okay.
So they sold that game, because that's home game, so that technically is a, you know, comes from the Oregon State side of things. These are not their road games.
It's a Power 4 team.
It's a Power 4 team. Cal's in town, going to be on ESPN. Your game against Fresno State, C-Dub. Wake Forest is C-Dub. Lafayette is C-Dub. And Sam Houston at the end of the year is C-Dub.
Wish the Wake Forest game would have been picked up by ESPN. I know the C-Dub's reach was actually good last year.
It wasn't terrible.
It beat FS1, it beat ESPN2. I just, you know, ACC team. I know it's not a good ACC team, but it'd be nice to do that on ESPN.
Dickert coming back to the Pac-2 footprint. The return of Jake Dickert.
I definitely didn't forget that Jake Dickert is the coach of Wake
Forest. He's the coach of Wake Forest. That's going to be the most Pac-2 game of all time. Man,
he got out of
there. Oregon State fan and Washington State fan have to come together in that moment.
Well, they already have.
It's almost like when Jonathan Smith came back to Autzen. I saw a buddy of ours who listens to the show who's a diehard Beaver fan. He went to the game just to boo Jonathan Smith when he came back to town.
Did he wear any orange?
I was like, good for you. He did wear some orange.
That would be really funny.
He wore no green, didn't wear any Oregon gear, but he had a little bit of orange on, and he just went to boo Jonathan Smith and watch him get his ass kicked at Autzen Stadium. So Dickert's coming back. That's a C-Dub game. And then the Houston game is a 7:30 game. It's a Friday night home game, and that is ESPN. So you have two ESPN games at home. What is it? Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4 CW games and a CBS, hopefully, network game. That's the Washington State game. The Pac-2 championship on November 1st will be on CBS.
Well, which Pac-12 championship? The second one or the first one?
Your home game will be on CBS. Your road game at Washington State will be on the└└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================�================================================================================================================================�================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
golf, if we both par,
if you both par,
I tee off.
You won the championship last year, therefore it carries over. Washington State, according to this graphic that I'm looking at, has no games on ESPN at home. Now, they might on the road. They got C-Dub against Idaho, Toledo, San Diego State, and Louisiana Tech, and their Apple Cup game will be on CBS.
When do they raise the banner?
For the Pac-2 championship?
Yeah.
I think you do it opening night, right? Isn't that banner raising night?
Well aware they're going to get made fun of, but I'm being dead ass serious.
NBA teams raise a banner for the in season tournament. You should raise a banner for the Pac-2 championship.
What, somebody going to laugh at you? You're not in a Power Four conference. Just lean into what you are.
Yeah, Oklahoma State just decided they won another national championship 50 years after the fact.
I mean, my team won two national championships in football last year. I think they should hand out rings. Put it on there.
Your team did it?
Put it on the wall at Odson. Put it on the wall. National championship.
Your team.
This is how everybody got to do it for 100 years. Why can't we do it? Let's just claim it.
Blocked.
Somebody voted us number one. Did we beat anybody? No, but they voted us number one.
It would be funny if Dan Lanning came out. Now they got a wolf championship.
Get you one of these. It's a big wolf head on it. It'd be badass.
Look, you say I'm going to roll my eyes. Why? What makes you say that? Just like,
I think some Beaver fan are just like, just tired of the story.
Yeah, I am a little bit there. I'd like the conference to start this year and not next year.
You got one more year to go.
Look, I've been very honest about this. This has not been delightful for me. I have not appreciated or enjoyed this. I'm going to have a lot of weeks during the season. Full transparency. I'm just not going to have a lot of takeaways from them pounding Sam Houston at home.
Or Lafayette.
Yeah. Like, it's a terrible home schedule.
It's a really bad home schedule.
There's no way to bend that and twist it and make it enjoyable. Cal sucks. They've just lost everybody.
Houston was 4-8 last year. Houston That's your other sucks. Power
Willie
team you're
Fritz,
playing.
No
Wake
thanks.
Forest just fired their
yep.
head coach and brought in Dickert. So there's interest
State,
in him
Lafayette,
coming.
But, like yeah. Sam, it's not a good home slate.
No, Washington State, who was a decent team last year, lost their head coach. No. So
what is good is that you could look at the home slate and reverse it on me and say, yeah, well, we might go undefeated at home, and that's always nice to pay to watch. You should have a good season. If you don't, we got real question marks, the coaching situation, because that schedule sucks.
You've upgraded a quarterback.
You've upgraded at quarterback. I don't even see the kid play at Oregon State to know you've upgraded at quarterback. And you have weapons. There should be no excuses this year. I'm going to go on a limb and say this now. Barring a massive injury, the bar here is 10-2. I need to see a 10-2 season. That schedule sucks.
It's really bad.
Outside of Oregon, who is their hardest team? Washington State? Is it Wake Forest? I think Wake Forest fired their coach not too recently.
I think just because of coach continuity, I would lean Cal.
Just recently? Cal, okay.
Like,
so
I think
Wilcox,
I would lean Cal being better than Wake Forest.
And he just lost all his players to the portal.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to probably start that true freshman five-star kid, right? What's the kid's name?
Oh, the, yeah.
Whatever.
I would imagine
exactly.
Starts,
whatever.
So. Your road games, by the way, so these are obviously the Civil War is a road game. Texas Tech, you're on the road there.
Oh,
that's going to be a
tough
game.
Okay, that one's
so you
got to
remember
tough.
That.
Yeah.
Then you're on the road at Appalachian State.
Okay, so that's a question
And then
mark.
At Tulsa, and then, of course, Washington State at the end of the
year.
So
maybe I'm disrespecting Tulsa and App State here. I just think 9-3, 10-2.
Yeah.
Like minimum.
Minimum.
If I see another 6-6 sub-500 season.
Considering that home schedule.
That is, yeah, that place is going to be on fire.
I know people were waiting for the actual TV deal to get announced for the conference, so you know what your future looks like.
But we were just told that this was going to be happening in April. April is over in 2 days.
It's the same thing that they did the last time
around. Exactly the same play.
Couple of weeks.
It's going to be here 2 weeks. Oh, I just heard the TV deal.
Yeah.
At least you're on channels that are viewable. So you get your brand out there.
Every game is accessible.
The home slate might not be exciting to get up for, but maybe you go undefeated at home, and then you just hope that you take care of some of your road business, and you have a good season. That's all I'm asking. Be in a good bowl game. Go into your conference next year as back-to-back champion.
What do you make of this, Beaver fans? 503-864-6326. Do you care about the TV release for the upcoming season? Just waiting for the future Pac-12 TV deal. I'm curious where Beaver fans at. That was Crunch Time, and it's brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. We got a ton to get to in the final hour of the show. Our series coming to an end tonight. Who wins a pivotal Game 5 between Denver and LA? We'll get to the mail sack coming up at 8:15, so go ahead and get your mail sack questions into the Fan Tech sign again, 503-864-6326. It's a load of final hour. It's here. It's next on The Fan.